It is Christmas time in Natchitoches, Louisiana, and welcome to Big Blend Radio's third Tuesday Go Natchitoches show. And we love Natchitoches, Louisiana. It's in the northwest corner of the state. And it is actually the oldest settlement in the state of Louisiana. It is the original French colony. It was founded in 1714, and it has got, like, the most awesome downtown district. If you want to go holiday shopping, just saying. It's beautiful, and you can look out over Cane River Lake while you're doing it. They have a candy store. They have art galleries. They have one of the oldest mercantile, I think the oldest mercantile in the state. There's hot chocolate somewhere. There's always a Bloody Mary. All I know is you got to go to Natchitoches. So check it out. Go to Natchitoches.com, and I'm going to spell that. It's Natchitoches.com. Did I get that right, Arlene and Kelly? And welcome
you
back.
You got
like
it.
A pro.
Hell yes.
Like
got
a pro.
It.
I love it.
Did I say it that way? But you can't say that on Christmas shows, right? You can't do that. But ladies, welcome back to the show. It's so cool to have you here. And, you know, we talk about downtown, and it's so beautiful, but I also know we're going to talk about the big festival because it's celebrating 95 years this year, but, you know, you've also got Cane River National Heritage Area that you're part of and Cane River Creole National Historical Park, Melrose Plantation. Arlene, did those you know, historic sites and attractions, which I know are a huge draw for Natchitoches, they've got to get all decked out for Christmas, right?
They do. They decorate for the holidays. Some of it is kind of like at the fort, they do period, you know, like in the 1700s, what they would have done during the Christmas holidays, you know, like little handmade stuff, that kind of thing. And then Melrose, of course, decorates the big house for the holidays. It's everybody gets into it. You should see town already. It's just, I think we're ready. I think the day after Halloween, everybody just starts getting into full gear, putting up their Christmas decorations.
Oh, man. You know, Kelly, you were on a show a few months back talking about family in Natchitoches, and it seems to me, just watching our audience, that family travel in Natchitoches is a big deal. And I know you're a mom, and what's it like as a mom this time of year for your family, for your kids? There's got to be a lot. And there is a candy shop, I'm just saying, again.
Yes. Yes, there is. So, yeah, I mean, this time of year is really magical. The lights are going up. My youngest, about this time, because they'll test the lights at night. And so, you know, as we're headed home, we'll take detours through downtown just for him to see the lights. But, yeah, plenty of things to do and see. The candy store, you mentioned hot chocolate somewhere. The candy store does custom hot chocolates during the holidays. So that's one area. Also, our Christmas in the Park has some pretty spectacular custom hot chocolates.
So Christmas in the Park, is that down on the riverfront area?
No, that's the one going to be on Highway 6, Darkwoods.
Darkwoods.
Transitions from their haunted attraction to a walk-through lighted park during the holiday season.
Oh, see, now, you know, Halloween, that's the place to go. And then Christmas time, it's all festival. I know when we went there, was it this year that we did it? I can't keep track. Do you mean
no, it was last year?
It was last year.
Yeah,
oh,
y'all haven't been here this year.
Oh, my gosh. That's it. We're coming back. But, you know, we got to see the behind the scenes of the Darkwoods haunted attraction, but also saw some of the Christmas cottages on their property. It's really cool. And then they have the whole Lost Adventures thing. That would be a cool gift for a family. I wonder if they do gift certificates for, you know, going and doing their, you know, the whole sleuth where you can go look for arrowheads and, you know, gems and minerals and that whole.
I bet they will make that happen for you.
I think that would be cool because you never know, especially like on the holidays. You might pull out a diamond. I'm just saying. You never know.
Exactly.
What could happen?
Well, you know, and experiences are so big now. You know, more and more people are saying, you know, don't give my kids, you know, more stuff to put at the house. We want to give them experiences. And so things like Lost Treasure Mining Company and Alligator Park and, you know, the Sports Hall of Fame, you can buy, you know, memberships to those and packages to those and give those as gifts, you know, for experiences rather than things.
I love that. And by the way, Lost Treasure, I was saying Lost Adventure. I don't know where that came out, but it was an adventure. That's the whole thing. You're right about experience. And I don't think it's just kids. I think it's families as a whole getting together and doing stuff. I think during COVID, during actual lockdowns, we all realized the importance of physically being together. And I think you're really right about that, Kelly, but I think it's really for all ages. The more travelers we meet on the road, it seems that people really, they want something that's going to transform their lives, too. And I think that's something there's no place like Natchitoches. You guys have such a real sense of identity and keep your history at the forefront. Cultures, I mean, the diversity of culture in Natchitoches is huge. The diversity of experience from nature to Christmas shopping to meat pies, you know, and all the festivals you have. I think you have something that when people go, they'll be like Nancy and I, we have to go every year. We love Natchitoches. We really do. If we ever stop traveling, we're moving next door, you know. Sorry, but it'll be loud.
You know, we'll take you.
It'll be loud. I'm just saying. You know, Nancy and I always talk about that. We're like, well, what would happen if we stopped traveling? Where would we settle? Obviously, Tucson is home, too, but I don't know. Natchitoches keeps stealing our hearts, you know, so it just keeps happening. You guys have an amazing place. But looking at festivals, the Natchitoches Christmas Festival this year is huge, 95 years. And I was reading your newsletter, and everyone, again, if you go to Natchitoches.com, also on Facebook, sign up for their newsletter because it'll keep you up to date with all the events because Natchitoches really likes to celebrate. But I was reading about the history, and Arlene, tell us a little bit about this because this really started with, like, the electric company started this festival.
It did. The city... utility department, you know, when the light bulb first came out, I think it was like a whole two watts of a light bulb came out in 1927. Mr. Charlie Salomon decided to go ahead and create a star, and that was the first set piece. And it's, you know, after that, every year pieces have been added. We now have over 100 set pieces, handmade by the local utility department workers that weld the pieces themselves and string them up with lights. And so they install them every year. And it's just, like Kelly said, it's a magical time. If you've never been to Natchitoches, you know, we have the river that runs through the historic district, and all the lights are actually set up on the riverbank reflecting into the water. So this year will mark the 95 years of the Christmas lights or the Christmas festival, and it's the 85th year that we've been doing fireworks. So can you imagine how many fireworks have been blown up over the 85 years on the riverbank here in Natchitoches? And then the 75th anniversary for Miss Merry Christmas and the Christmas Bells, which is a pageant. And these young ladies from the local high schools are our ambassadors during the holiday season.
Wow.
To promote, you know, Natchitoches and the Natchitoches Christmas Festival. So, 75 years of Miss Merry Christmas and the Christmas Bells, 85 years for our fireworks show, which is phenomenal. I mean, it really, really is. If you've never seen fireworks done over Cane River, it's like, wow. And then 95 years for the Natchitoches Christmas Festival itself with the Christmas lights.
That's amazing when you think 95 years and then 85 years of fireworks. Think about what fireworks looked like back then, like way back then, you know. I know it's changed, you know, a lot, and now we've got all these, you know, pyrotechnics and like all this
exactly.
You know, music, and you know, and you think, you know, one thing too in your newsletter that really brought me home was like, oh my gosh, you know, this was going on during World War II. I mean, you've got to think about what was going on in the world at this time here. Natchitoches is celebrating. But they did like a large V for victory, right? That year, when World War II ended.
Well, you know, I think there were only 3 years that they did not do the Christmas festival since it started in 1927. Can you imagine 95 years is a long time, you know?
I'm all excited. Nancy and I are celebrating 25 years of Big Blend magazines in this country, not including what she did in South Africa. But now it seems really little. Seems really little compared, you know, to 95 years. That's amazing. And the history that comes from these festivals, I think that's what really, when you keep these kind of festivals going, and yes, things will, you know, upset the apple cart when, like, wars and things like that, but COVID, I just think it really keeps the character of the community. Wouldn't you say, like, that's part of it that kind of makes Natchitoches what Natchitoches is keeping those traditions?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, when you stop and think, too, of the growth and the economic development that came through just the Christmas festival here in Natchitoches for a small town, for a very small community, you know, it grew from a one-day festival the first Saturday in December, and it's now like 6 or 7 weekends of fireworks and 6 weeks of lights and just activities and events going on. And so it really, really has grown. And the reason it grew to that is because just that one Saturday, it was too many people for one weekend. So they added a weekend here and a weekend here, the weekend before, the weekend after. And before you know it, we just said, well, let's just do it all the way straight through January 6th, which is the beginning of the Mardi Gras season, the Epiphany. So it's like, yep. So we turn on the lights the Saturday before Thanksgiving, and every year they stay on through January 6th of the following year.
You all just like to party. That's what I think.
Yeah,
I think
we
you guys
always
like to party.
Like we need an excuse, right?
I know. I want to tell everyone the website, NatchitochesChristmas.com, is a great website to go that has all these events listed. And Arlene's talking about all these things. There's, you know, fireworks and everything. But Kelly, of course, we were talking about Christmas in the park, but there's like the mistletoe market, right? There's an actual Christmas festival, the annual one. Isn't that the one that's on December 4th?
Yes, that's always the first Saturday in December.
Okay. So
yep.
December.
Yeah, so that's one way to remember. It's always the first Saturday in December. And and that's when we have the big parade. The Natchitoches Christmas Festival Parade is on the first Saturday in December.
Wow. And then there's boat parades. Kelly, have you been on the boat? Have you been on, like, I want to go on the Cane River Queen, like, during the light. Do they run during the festival?
They do, yes. They run tours, but also they actually lead the lighted barge parade. So they decorate real pretty with all their lights and be able to lead all the other boats along the Cane River during that parade. And that'll be the second Saturday in December.
Wow. And then what about these homes? I mean, because I know this, you know, the tour of holiday homes, like, ooh, this sounds really cool. You get to go sneak peek in people's history. Because you've got so many historic homes in Natchitoches, right? And bed and breakfast.
Exactly.
And, oh, my gosh. So you get to go see how people are decorating their homes. You know, that's good gossip. I'm just saying.
It certainly is. But also, you know, a lot of our homes, I was just speaking to one of the homeowners the other day, and he was telling me how he has two different collections in his house. He actually started collecting Santa Clauses, so they're in one section of his house, but then he switched over to collecting nutcrackers, so they're in a whole other section of his house, and they range from tall down to like 2 inches tall. And so he said, you know, he said, I'll start getting them out here in a few weeks, and they'll be up by, you know, the first night or whatever. And and that's what makes it special is, yes, it's decorated, but the homes that showcase have something very special and very unique about them, whether it's a collection inside the home or whether it's one of the oldest Bussiat structures in town or whether it has significant history to the home or building itself. So we are looking forward to the holiday tourist homes taking place again this year. There's some really unique homes that you don't necessarily get to go in on a regular basis that are always on this tour, and it's a great chance to be able to take a look, a peek inside of those.
I know. I like to go in people's homes. I mean, we house sit. I like to see. No, it's not bad.
We've got some nice ones around town.
Oh,
and some old ones, too.
You know, but you guys have the bed and breakfast. To me, you know, you've got awesome, I call it like, you know, the hotel courtyard going on. You've got all the hotels that are just all next to each other, and the Holiday Inn, the Best Western Inn, and I've stayed there. We love them through Sharpco. Great hotels. But then you've also got the bed and breakfast. And I think there's something magical. I think families are more going to go into like the Airbnbs, which I know you have a lot of too, but and the hotels. But there's that magical B&B feeling, I think, over, I mean, are they even, they're probably already booked, huh?
They are. Most of them are booked, especially for weekends, but there are some weekday dates still available.
Okay. So everyone, Natchitoches.com, that's Natchitoches. So Natchitoches.com. I swear, I that goes through my head at night, you know, get this correct. But also, with the whole festival, you've got the lights, you've got all these events, you know, a 5K run, which will not be me because I'm more into the hot chocolate with a toddy involved. You've got all these, like, downtown shopping is killer cool. I mean, you guys have an amazing downtown with the brick streets, and it's just, it's, you know, idyllic. But then you've got all these pop, I'm looking at this like a pop-up market, a craft show. That's mostly November 27th, right, when that happens. Oh, then another
yes.
one, December 4th. Yeah.
Yes. So annually, the Saturday following Thanksgiving, we have a Fleur-de-Lis Arts and Crafts Festival. Actually, the organizer was just in the office a little bit ago telling us about how, you know, she started this little building with just a few vendors, and now she has a waiting list of people. And there's always great arts and crafts gifts that she has there. So that one takes place the Saturday after Thanksgiving at our Natchitoches Event Center here in town. And then we also have Mistletoe Marketplace that takes place during Christmas Festival on December 4th in the festival area. So you can shop arts and crafts and buy some presents while you're there. But we this year, in addition, we have it's called Outer Natch, N-A-T-C-H, like Natchitoches, pop-up market, and it will be taking place also November 27th and December 4th at one of the churches as you come into town. So you can stop there on your way into town, shop, make it downtown, shop the ones downtown, and they've got tons of vendors signed up for that one as well. So there will be, surely be something for everyone.
I love it. And Arlene, what is your favorite way to celebrate Christmas in Natchitoches? I mean, food, shopping, like, tell us what it's like for you.
My favorite thing is with family and friends, and every year I try to make it my goal to have someone that I know personally that has never experienced the Christmas festival, that they have to come to Natchitoches so that I can show them what we've been talking about all these years. So every year I like to have new people that have never been experienced it. I like to see their reaction, to be honest.
Well, you know, Nancy's
that
not
like,
going to come
wow.
knocking on your door. I wish we could. I know we're going to be in Tennessee, but if you come knocking on your door, because everybody, if you get to stay with Arlene, too, you get good food. I'm just saying.
Well, I was just about to say, we can't have a festival without food, and of course you got to have gumbo and meat pies and, you know, all that good stuff. And eggnog daiquiris. You got to have eggnog daiquiris.
Oh, eggnog daiquiris? Okay.
Yeah,
wait.
You've never heard about Maggio's famous eggnog daiquiris?
No, but I know about daiquiris. Ooh. Kelly took us to do the drive-through daiquiri the other day, so that
uh-huh.
was cool.
Well, they have their specialty for the holiday season, and it's an eggnog daiquiri that is just like, OMG, it's so good. It's like dessert. It really is. It is. It's good.
And meat pies, would you give that as a gift? Would you give meat pies as a gift?
Or I could ship you some on dry ice. That might work.
Oh my God, what a meat pie. Listen, that gas station food trail you have, I'm like, you do that at Christmas? I would. I mean, if you have, like, family coming in, wouldn't you just go, like, come on, let's go get some fried food or, like, get some meat pies?
Come on to the gas station to load up on some grub.
Listen, they have gas.
I'm not cooking tonight. We're eating at the gas station.
Hey, the French Express? Kelly, help me on that. I always get everyone twirled around. But the
French Market Express. Yeah, and that's what
okay,
I was going to say. You know, they have their bakery. So you could grab a yam cake on the way to the Christmas party, but they also do food by the pan. So if you wanted, you know, some turkey dressing from the gas station, you certainly can get that because they do sell the food by the pan.
Do not knock this, people. I'm telling you, that place, Nancy and I were so bad when we were there. I think we were there because it's right there by the Best Western and the Holiday Inn. We'd run out, and, you know, we were out tasting, you know, all in Natchitoches with the two of you, but still, like, you'd go in, and they have wine, so, you know, we go in for the wine, And then we're like, well, we got to have a snack with the wine, right? Even though we've been eating all day in Natchitoches. You know, was it the Crispies? The cheesy
Crispitas.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes. They have everything in there. So gas station food in Louisiana and in Natchitoches, Louisiana, it is fantastic, and everyone needs to have it and enjoy it, because we only live once, and you might as well have a bunch of fried food and cake and wine on your way.
Exactly.
I love it.
And
I
some eggnog. Some eggnog daiquiri, you know.
Eggnog daiquiri. Now we're gonna
have a little bit of everything.
I love this. So, Kelly, for you, what is your thing to do during the holiday season in Natchitoches? And does it get cold? Like, how cold? I mean, you're Louisiana. You can't get, frozen.
Well, we just had a cold front come through. It can get pretty chilly. I remember one Christmas festival where I was in a ski jacket, and I could not get – it was cold to the bone.
Well, that's cool, though, because you want
but
that to be
also,
in the air, yeah, for Christmas.
Well, but we've also had Christmas festivals where we were in shorts and tank tops.
So,
Louisiana, you just never, ever know what the weather is going to do.
Yeah.
I think the range I've been in for Christmas festival was 17 degrees one year, which wasn't too terribly long ago, huh, Kelly? I think 17
yep.
degrees, and then the highest I've ever seen it for Christmas festival is probably 90 or 92.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I love
yeah.
Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, it gets
man.
Hot
I'm
with
you.
The sunshine sometimes and humid.
Listen, it's a good time of year to see the gators, too, because the water's lower, right? Is that I know that's in Florida. Is that the same for y'all in Louisiana, that you see the gators
better? They're usually hibernating when it gets about that chilly.
They just know you want to eat them for Christmas. I'm just kidding. You guys do eat alligator, don't you? You do. Louisiana does have, alligator bites. I don't know if I could do that, but,
it just tastes like chicken.
Does it really? Really?
It really does.
Okay. So would you put it in gumbo? Arlene, have you cooked with alligator?
I have not cooked with alligator, but you could put alligator in a gumbo.
Well, who knows? You never know what can go in a gumbo.
All right.
Just got to have fun with that. But, yeah, Kelly, what are you doing for the Christmas? Like, what's your family tradition to do and go have fun with?
Well, one thing that I really love about our Christmas is opening weekend. This year it's November 20th. And the moment, because, they've been testing the lights at that point, but all the lights haven't been on at one time. So it's dark downtown. All the Christmas lights are off. Miss Merry Christmas and the Christmas bells count down from 10 to 0. They flip the switch. All the lights come on, the fireworks shoot, and it's just magic. It is pure magic to see all of that come to life and hear the gasp, kind of what Arlene said about seeing people's faces, like hearing the gasp, especially from kids, because it is just something like you have never seen before.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
We love a visit with Santa Claus.
Well, yeah, we got to have Santa. I know there's got to be Santa. Yeah, Cajun Santa. We want Cajun Santa. Creole Santa, Cajun Santa. You can have it all in Louisiana for sure. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us back on the show here today. Again, every third Tuesday, everybody, is our time where we talk about Natchitoches here on Big Blend Radio. So every third Tuesday, go to bigblendradio.com. But most importantly, keep up with Natchitoches. Go to Natchitoches.com, and that's NatchitoCheshes.com. And now I can go and enter a spelling bee. So Natchitoches.com is the place to go. And for Christmas, go to Natchitoschristmas.com. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too.